USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida's west coast is bracing for Hurricane Ian as the storm passes over western Cuba with 125-mile-per-hour winds. Felipe Pepin at the National Hurricane Center says the storm's path is taking it to a very storm surge-prone part of the state, but that's not the only problem.
There's going to also be significant wind impacts, and then the storm is also not moving very fast off to the north-northeast, and so there's also a significant heavy rainfall threat, not just along the coast, but also well inland over the Florida Peninsula.
The true cost of something President Biden proposed earlier this month that some Democrats and all Republicans are against is coming to light.
President Biden's move to cancel student loans for many borrowers and put the burden on the American taxpayer, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, will cost us about $400 billion at a time of red-hot inflation.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Time is running out for lawmakers to come up with funding to keep the federal government running or face a partial shutdown by the end of the week. One thorny issue, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's proposal that would streamline permitting for energy projects. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised Manchin that would be part of the spending plan, but it's getting pushback from both sides of the aisle, to which Joe Manchin reminds everyone.
Well, then they'll have to explain why they'd rather shut the government down than have secured independence as far as energy and be independent in energy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the number of Americans who say they're satisfied with how things are going in the United States is up. Gallup putting that number at 21%. It sat at just 13% in June and July as inflation caused pain at the gas pump, grocery store, and other places. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
More than 80 individuals on the terror watch list have been apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. That number is triple from the past 5 years combined. These numbers don't include any suspected terrorist who could be among the estimated 500,000 people who escaped Border Patrol. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez reacts to these findings.
You know, many folks are coming over for a better life. They don't qualify for asylum. They don't meet our asylum laws, but they're coming over for a better life. But embedded in there are bad actors, people nobody wants in our country, nobody wants certainly in their neighborhoods, whether they're gang members, whether they're terrorists.
The Biden administration says they're working with Mexico and Central American countries to crack down on smuggling and human trafficking. A man who fled the United States is now a Russian citizen.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted Russian citizenship to Edward Snowden, the former government contractor who has been living in the Federation since 2013 to escape U.S. prosecution for leaking classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. Snowden was granted permanent residency a couple of years ago. He was among 75 foreign nationals listed by a decree signed by Putin on Monday as being granted citizenship. The State Department was unaware of any changes to his U.S. citizenship status. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Please remember to follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.